when it comes to this photography thing, photography, so obviously photography is something that is prohibited, something that is haram. Now this photography today, how it has become, it is invading people. This photography is invading people. So nowadays you'll find that if you are flying somewhere in an aeroplane, so they actually have to make announcement. They say that you're not allowed to take a photograph of the crew, and you're not allowed to take a photograph of your fellow passengers without their consent. So these kuffar, most of them kuffar, illa mashallah, you may be finding one too. Muslims also working in the industry, but majority is kuffar. A majority of the airlines also is run by kuffar. But they have understood, I'm not talking about now from an Islamic perspective, I'm just talking from dunyavi perspective, that they have understood that this photographs, you can't just start photographing somebody without their consent. You start videoing somebody, you start photographing somebody. But Allah Ta'ala alone knows when we Muslims are going to learn that. The kuffar have realized it. They are making announcements that you're invading somebody's privacy. You can't just start photographing somebody. You can't just start making a video of somebody. Now in our era, there are a few people that have made a difference. They said, no, there's digital photography, so this is something that is permissible, right? So that is their opinion. We say they have erred in their opinion. It's wrong, that opinion. All photography, videoing, all, whether it's digital, non-digital, whatever, is all haram. And as soon as the door was opened for that photography, then see what fitna it created. Now, nowadays, even learned people want to behave like actors. The people who may have given the permissibility, I don't think they had all these things in mind. That somebody is gymming, he's supposed to be an imam, he's supposed to be a learned person, he's making a video of himself. Somebody is cooking, he's making a video of himself. Somebody is gone on holiday somewhere, he's making a video of himself. But you people got back problem, these youngsters. The elderly people is fine, you youngsters got back problem. Or unless you're thinking you're holding the wall. The wall doesn't need to be held. Come front. You all know you're old students. Why? Why are you behaving like you came madrasa first day? So they have made a difference of opinion with regards to this thing. But we say the picture is a picture, but whether it's digital, whether you painted it, whether whatever, end result is it becomes a picture. And the moment this thing was opened up, right, the moment this digital photography thing was opened up, now how much of fitna it has created, right? People are just taking photos of this one, that one, don't know what is taking place. Now, the sad part is that those people who they are of the opinion that this digital photography is fine, right? The sad part is they don't respect those who are still of the opinion, the correct opinion, that this photography is haram. They want to forcefully get everybody involved in the guna. Because if you're having a program, now in that majma, maybe majority of the people are of the opinion that the photography is haram. Right? But now you'll get one fellow, he takes his phone and he starts videoing everybody. Now, did he get anybody's consent that can I video you? So you see where the intolerance comes from. The intolerance is not from those people who are of the view that photography is haram. The intolerance is from those people who are trying to make a haram thing halal. Intolerance is from that side. Because the people who are saying that photography is haram, they just don't engage in it. and they say that it is wrong. And whoever gives an opinion that it is permissible, they say, no, you have erred in your opinion. That's where they leave it. But those people who are of the opinion that this photography is permissible, they want to just start photographing everybody, videoing everybody. They didn't even take anybody's permission. They just put a camera and they start videoing everybody. So they are actually saying, bazubane hal, that see, we don't respect your opinion, so don't come to our program. That's what they're saying, bazubane hal. That we don't respect your opinion, don't come to our program. Because we don't respect your opinion. We will just do what we feel like doing, whether you like it or not. Now that is unfair. That is unfair. That is incorrect. You can have a program, even if you are qail of the errant view that the digital photography is permissible. What is the need for you to photograph that majma? For what? Why do you need to photograph and video that majma? For what? What zarurat is there in that? So, it seems like they don't want, they only want people who are of the opinion that photography, this, the errant view that photography is permissible, they only want those people to attend the program because they don't respect the other party. They are totally, totally intolerant with regards to the view of those who are holding to the asal, which is ahwat, is a more safe opinion, and it is more, there's more taqwa in that opinion, and it is the safer route, but they don't respect it at all. If they are sitting themselves and they make a video of themselves, that is their problem, because they are of that view. But to video everybody else, who you asked, that can I video you? So it seems that way, that they are saying, don't attend our program, don't come for our program, because this is our view, and if you are of another view, we don't tolerate you. We don't tolerate your view. So all the time, they say that, no, you have got no tolerance for ikhtilaf. But in amal, when you look at it, it is the people who are of these wrong views who got no tolerance. And Allah Ta'ala protect us from that. Now imagine you innocently going for one program somewhere, whether it's a qiraat program, naat program, bayan program, whatever it is. You going for a program. Now they're putting all cameras and everything on there. So that is a wrong thing. Now the kuffar have realized it. They announce and they say don't take anybody's picture without their consent, without their permission. But we Muslims haven't realized this yet. When we gonna realize, only Allah Ta'ala knows.